Chapter 11 Stella. Wednesday, March the 18th, 1953. The Leica 3F that Mr. Keller had lent her was a revelation. It had taken Stella a week or so to overcome her initial anxiety that she would lose or break it, for the camera's body alone had to be worth close to £100. But she'd soon discovered that it was wonderfully easy to use, with a rangefinder that made it almost impossible to take out-of-focus pictures, along with controls that were both elegant and intuitively designed. She was already dreading the day when he would ask for it back. Her first photographs with the Leica had been utterly forgettable, for she hadn't quite learned the knack of capturing a subject that was moving at speed. And the distraction of the rangefinder had led to some perfectly focused images without a single identifiable point of interest. All the same, day by day, frame by frame, her work had steadily improved.
"This lot of pictures is good,"
Mr. Keller had told her last week.
"Not great, not yet, but good all the same.
Past time for you to make a start on those portraits I asked for. Don't tell me you've forgotten." "I haven't, no." She paused, wary of irritating him with excuses or long-winded explanations. "I live in a hotel," she began, "and although I am friends with the woman who owns it, and I know the names of the people who work there, and the other boarders, too, it is only enough to say good morning and to talk about the weather, so that is why I have not started, not yet, I mean."
"I understand. But I still want you to do the portraits, not least because taking a person's photograph is a pretty good way to get to know them. You aren't planning on staying silent the whole time you're taking their pictures, are you?"
"Well, no. Then talk with them. Like as not, they'll be a little nervous, and part of your job is to put them at ease. And the best way to do that is to strike up a conversation. Nothing too weighty, of course. Ask them how long they've worked at the hotel, what they're planning for their next day off, what they saw the last time they went to the pictures. Questions like that are more than enough to get most people started, and by the time you're done, you'll know your subjects a lot better."
"I expect you'll have taken some fine photographs, too."
Stella had been tired and hungry by the time she'd returned home that afternoon, and though she ought to have gone to her room and dropped off her bags and washed her face and hands, she'd been unable to resist the siren call of freshly baked scones